Good morning. This is your announcer, Jim Kless, seated just off the chancel of St. John's on this fifth Sunday after Epiphany. As his commentary leads you through our worship service, we hope you feel as if you were here with us in person. Our order of worship this morning is the Liturgy of Holy Communion by Marty Hogan. Our worship assistant this morning is Karen Schaefer. We begin our worship this morning by singing, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less, hymn number 368 in the Lutheran worship.
I thought you said, good morning. Good morning. The Lord be with you. Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. Good to be with all of you this morning for worship. This is an exciting weekend for us at St. John's as we're welcoming in a number of people into membership, either through transfer or coming to us from different Christian denominations. But over the course of the three services, we'll welcome into our midst officially, I believe it's 51 people. So that's just a very, very exciting thing for us. We will be bringing them in by affirmation of baptism, so that will take place this morning. A couple quick things before we get into the service itself. The opening hymn this morning is not going to be number 85 as it's printed. I talked to Lois before I picked that one and she says, yeah, we've sung that, but it's kind of a dud. So we're going to sing 368. My hope is built on nothing less. All right. Our opening hymn is number 368. A couple other things. Because of the way that the service is today, we've got a lot of stuff to accomplish. We're not going to sing the offertory, and we're not going to sing the post-communion canticle. Okay, we'll just bypass those for the purposes of time. Okay? And I will light the candles. Okay. We forgot. 368. My hope is built on nothing less. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake he forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
For the reign of God and for peace throughout the world, for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For your people here who have come to give you praise, for the strength to live your word, let us pray to the Lord.
Let us pray together the prayer of the day. We pray. Everlasting God, you give strength to the weak and power to the faint. Make us agents of your healing and wholeness, that your good news may be made known to the ends of your creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The lector this morning is Karen Schaefer. May God open our hearts to receive the words he speaks to us through her.
Chapter 40, verses 21 through 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in the responsive reading of Psalm 147 as printed in your worship bulletin.
Praise the Lord, how good it is to sing praises to our God, how pleasant and fitting to praise Him.
The Lord built up Jerusalem, he houses the exiles.
He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name.
Great is our Lord and mighty in power, his understanding has no limit. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp.
He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills.
He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call.
His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior.
The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love.
From 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 16 through 23. For when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, since I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me. What then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel I may offer it free of charge, and so not make full use of my rights as a preacher of the gospel. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak. To win the weak, I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all of this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go?
Reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter, verses 29 through 39.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever. And they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and the demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak, because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Please have a seat. Let's join together in singing the sermon hymn.
Join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, "On Eagle's Wings." This is Your Hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
friends in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father, their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text I chose for the sermon this morning is from Isaiah chapter 40, particularly verses 28 through 31. That's the last section of the first reading that Karen read for us. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you picture an eagle? Majestic. America. Freedom. Strength. Soaring. Philadelphia. So, hopefully, there was St. Paul, by the way, St. Paul in Ellicottville, I saw this on Facebook last night, had the sign up that said, "Please God, anybody but the Patriots." So maybe there is some divine in all of this, that the first reading today is Isaiah 40, which has very strong reference to the eagle. So maybe God will be bearing up the Philadelphia Eagles today. I don't know. Two under par? Yes. Larry, two under par. An eagle. What do you think? What's the first thing you think of when you think of an eagle?
Golf.
Right? All right. Huh? Scouting. Yes. And that's what drew me to this, actually, as I thought about what I was going to talk about today. I remembered Glenn's Eagle Scout ceremony and also Kyle's Eagle Scout ceremony. I had the wonderful blessing of leading the opening prayers and things like that there. And they always show that video, which starts out by saying the eagle has always been a symbol of strength. And I think that's something we do think about when we think about the eagle, of all of these things. Eagle is a symbol of strength. But I came across something very interesting, and I don't know if you've heard this or not, but it's kind of a legend. And our good friend Ed from St. Luke said he heard it too, so I'm not making it up, right? But anyway, this is what the legend says. The eagle, when it hits somewhere between the age of 30 to 50, it flies to this very high place. And there, the eagle experiences or undergoes a period of endurance and really harsh trial as it undergoes some very significant change. You see, what happens is the eagle can't fly because its feathers are overgrown. And so there in that place, the eagle will pluck out all of its feathers. Talons become overgrown and curled and useless. So it plucks them out as well. The beak grows overgrown, curled. And so that eagle breaks its beak on a rock. And there, defenseless, that eagle sits. And it cries out. And it waits. It waits for a time of renewal. Now, other eagles will hear that cry. And they'll come to the aid of that distressed eagle. So they fly overhead and they scare off all the predators. And they bring food to help restore their incapacitated friend. I think that's a very powerful image, isn't it? Very powerful picture for you and me. And my hunch is every single one of us in this room can relate. You see, we're a people who sometimes know hardship. A people who know trial. A people who know the effects of sudden change. And when it happens, and it does, like the eagle, we too cry out, don't we?
We can cry out for aid as we anxiously wait. Wait for a plan. Wait for relief. Wait for help, healing. Wait for restoration as we wait for renewal. And that's the hard part. We don't like to wait. We don't like to wait at all, do we? We want stuff yesterday. And because we're a people who sometimes don't like to wait, in that waiting, how we can turn, how we can become easily frustrated by all of it, how we can even maybe sometimes turn inward, turn from each other, dare I say, even turn from God. Maybe we try to handle it by ourselves, but more times than not, when we do that, we can so easily find ourselves drifting even further away. I don't know about you, but solitude can be a real tough place sometimes. Perhaps you know that. Left to ourselves, left to our thoughts, the hurts can intensify all the more. And then how quickly we despair. The reality is we can't handle it alone. You know, God's people of old, the Israelites, they knew hardship. They knew trial. They knew frustration real well too. And I suppose that's why God spoke to them the way that He did through the prophet Isaiah, as we heard today. And you know, when Isaiah spoke to those Israelites, he spoke to them from his heart to their hearts. And that's kind of different when you think about a prophet. A lot of times a prophet would come in, and what would the prophet do? He would give words of warning. Words that would say, turn around, repent of your ways. But here Isaiah knows, as God works through him, Isaiah knows these people are hurting. And so he speaks from his heart too. Their hearts, because that's what they needed. You see, they were under Babylonian captivity. And that was hard. That was real hard. And they were tired. And they were becoming a bitter people. And so Isaiah encouraged them. Isaiah directed their eyes to the Lord, who would be their strength in the struggle. And Isaiah calls them to wait. To wait. To wait on the Lord in faith. And that's actually what verse 31 says in the reading. In our translation, it says, those who hope in the Lord. If you turn in your bulletin there, just real quick, look at that. Let's look at verse 31 for a second. And somebody just read verse 31 for me again. Go ahead, Karen.
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
So what I want you to do is I want you to take that word hope and replace it with the word wait, because I did something that I haven't done in a long time, and I went back to Hebrew. For once in a while, I went back to the Hebrew, and the actual word that is used means wait. Those who wait. See, the Hebrew word, if it means anything to you, is kavwa. And that Hebrew word is the word for wait. And what it literally means is to bind together as a cord. Isn't that interesting? Those who bind themselves together as a cord to the Lord are renewed. That's what Isaiah is saying. And when we bind ourselves together as a cord to the Lord, then we find hope. Does that make sense? kind of interesting how that word works. So Isaiah is encouraging the people, wait. There's that word again. But when we understand the word, to wait means to cling, to wrap ourselves in faith around the Lord, to bind ourselves to Him, to know that He hears us in the struggle, to know that He's the one in our weariness who can strengthen us in our distress. He's the one who can protect us and shelter us. And it's in Him. It's in Him that we find renewal. It's in Him we can find strength. It's in Him that we are mounted as on wings of an eagle. Like the Israelites, we too can grow tired, can't we? We can grow tired, especially when we're in the stuff. The stuff that just has a way of taking our breath away. And I don't necessarily mean taking your breath away in the good sense, but more like the punch in the gut. How we today need to hear those words of Isaiah. How we too are a people who need to hear the words that say, wait. Wait on the Lord. Bind yourselves to Him. The one who says to you and me, come to me all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's what Jesus said. Because He knew we can grow tired. When we bind ourselves to Him, there we find the respite we need. Bind yourself to me, says Jesus, the one who says, come to me and I will give you life. I died for you. I rose for you. You're mine. And as you share in my suffering, and you will, you too share in my life. You share in victory. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, find strength and find hope in the tough stuff. My friends, today you and I are reminded of something that we sometimes just need to hear. In the harsh trials, in the struggles, in the unforeseen changes that have a way of invading our lives today, we once again are a people who are invited through faith to bind ourselves together with Christ as a cord. We are His, and He is ours, and He, friends, is just the strand we need. He's our strength. God's got us. He really does. And there's one more thing. You see, not only does Christ give us Himself, but like the prophet Isaiah, like He did in the prophet Isaiah, He too gives us to one another, doesn't He? To love, to support, to encourage, to point one another to the strength that can be found in the Lord, especially when we know one among us is hurting. Especially when we know that someone we love is in a tough spot. Especially when we know they're tired. Isaiah said, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Whew. What hope-filled words. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored and brought to you by Harold Deutschlander in the honor of my son Wayne Deutschlander's birthday and my brother H.C. Deutschlander, retired U.S. Marine Corps.
At this time, I would like to invite forward all of those who are joining St. John's as new members to come forward to the communion rail. Also, if I can have Rod Lorenz, the chairman of the elders, and Ross Cantella, our president, come forward.
Persons have been instructed in the Christian faith and having come to us from other church or wishing to renew their participation in the life and work of the church gathered here this morning to make public affirmation of their baptism.
My dear brothers and sisters, my dear friends in Christ Jesus, we rejoice today to receive you, members of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, into the fellowship of the gospel. In holy baptism, our Lord Jesus Christ received you and He made you members of His church. In the community of God's people, you have learned His word. You've learned God's loving purpose for you and for all of creation. You've been nourished at His table and called to be witnesses of the gospel of Christ Jesus. And so I now ask you here standing and also you members of St. John's to affirm your baptism and profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to reject sin and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. And so together I ask you, do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil and his empty promises? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? If so, answer, yes, I believe in God the Father.
Yes.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. If so, answer, yes, I believe in God the Son.
Yes.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, answer,
Yes, I believe in God the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we lift up to you these men and women here today who are affirming their baptism and all the baptized everywhere, that we may be redeemed and rescued from the way of sin and death, that the Holy Spirit might open our hearts to your grace and your mercy. Lord, keep us in the true faith together and give us strength and courage so that we might build one another up, so that we might go out into the world as bold witnesses of your love. And finally, we pray that we may be brought to the fullness of your peace and glory. All this and so many other things we bring before you in the most holy and precious name of Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen. My dear friends, you have made public profession of your faith. I now ask you, do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear His word and to share in His supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to strive for peace in all the earth? If so, answer in turn, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, through water and the Spirit, you have made these men and women your own. You forgave them all their sins, and you bring them to newness of life each day. Continue to strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and daily increase in them your gifts of grace, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up your Holy Spirit in this your child. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up your Spirit in this your child. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in serving, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to life everlasting. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up your Holy Spirit in this your child. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to life everlasting. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up your Holy Spirit in this your child. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to life everlasting. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up your Holy Spirit in this your child. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in serving, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to life everlasting. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up your Holy Spirit in this your child. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to life everlasting. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up your Spirit in this your child. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to life everlasting. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up your Holy Spirit in this your child. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to life everlasting. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up your Holy Spirit in this your child. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to life everlasting. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up your Holy Spirit in this your child. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to life everlasting. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up your Holy Spirit in this your child. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in serving, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to life everlasting. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up your Holy Spirit in this your child. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to life everlasting. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up your Spirit in this your child. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, guide him in suffering and bring him to life everlasting. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Depew, New York. We rejoice in you. We rejoice in the gift that you are to us. How about you turn and you face your family and receive a welcome from them as well. What a beautiful day this is. Again, we rejoice in you and look forward to growing together with you in the faith. If you want to turn around again, these two gentlemen are just anxious to shake your hand and welcome you as well. That's it. Thank you. You can head back to your seat. We're going to continue with the prayers of the church. Thank you. Please stand. So I'm just going to do a prayer with you. I'm going to not use the petitions and the bulletin, but let me list off some names for you this morning. For those that please keep in your prayers, John Marone. John has undergone some tests and will have some cardiac surgery coming up. For the Calm family and also for the Vogel family, at the death of Don's sister-in-law and Darlene, I believe your aunt. Mike, did I get that right? Okay, your aunt Violet. So we keep them in our prayers. For Nina Kyle, who's undergoing some surgery. For Tom Gronkowski, he too will have some surgery. For Robert Power, that's Barb Perry's daughter-in-law's brother. He is now at the Terrace View receiving treatments there. So please keep him in your prayers. For Barb Perry's friend, Joe Bernacki, who's been ill. Nicole Shields' grandmother, Sharon, who's hospitalized and awaiting surgery. Craig Shields' uncle, Glenn, who was recently diagnosed with cancer. For Tony Manna, that's Katie and Joey Manna's grandpa. He's recovering from surgery. For Rose Kirsch, Rose was diagnosed with cancer and is awaiting some treatments. Laura Reynolds, that's a friend of Laura Tyrone. She will be having open heart surgery. And last but not least, we say a word of prayer for the Kalinowski family at the death of their uncle Florian this past week. Let's pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you, we praise you for the joy of being together in this place this morning to hear your word, to rejoice in the gift that you are to us, and to know once again that you are our strength, our rock, especially in those trying times. Lord, we pray that you would bless all of those that are on our hearts this morning, but especially we ask your blessings of healing, peace, and comfort to John and the Kelm family and the Vogel families, for Nina, Tom, Robert, Joe, Sharon, Glenn, Tony, Rose, Laura, and the Kalinowski family. Lord, be a blessing to them. Strengthen them in their time of need. Help them to know that you are with them and that they can cast their fears, their anxieties on you, and that you too will mount them up in hope. Lord, we give thanks this day for all of these dear people who have joined our roles at St. John's. Continue to send your Spirit upon them that they might be filled with joy and peace as they come into this place to hear and learn about you. Help us to function as one with one another as a family, building each other up in faith and building each other up in love. Lord, what a blessing it is to see this place growing, and it's all because of you. It's all because of what you mean for us, for the life that you give to us, the forgiveness you give to us each and every day. Lord, help us always together as this family grows to fix our eyes on you and you alone. And lastly, Lord, we ask your blessing now upon us. Send your Spirit upon our hearts to prepare us for the meal that we will receive, your true body, your blood, which is our strengthening as we move about in this world as your agents, your ambassadors. This we pray in the precious name of Christ our Lord. Amen. We'll continue with the communion liturgy.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And now we praise you that you sent your only begotten Son, and that in him, being found in fashion as man, you manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord of heaven and earth, in mercy for our fallen world you gave your only begotten Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. We pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom.
The people of St. John's are glad that you have joined with us in worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of the pew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway, at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by grace of God alone, that we know about grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. Or you may call us at 683-3947. This is your announcer, Jim Kless, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.
Well, there's nasty strands of stuff going around, so let's just share peace with a head nod or something like that this morning, okay? No offense to anybody, but let's just do that. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
It's the most energetic sharing of the peace I've heard. Maybe we're on to something with this. That's the most energetic sharing of the peace I've heard. Look at that. Have a seat.
Brad, the body of Christ for you. Tom, this is the body of Christ for you. Karen, the body of Christ for you.
As the members of St. John's come forward to the altar to receive the assurance of Christ's forgiveness and strength for the days ahead through the sacrament of Holy Communion, the congregation will sing three hymns. The first hymn during the distribution of the sacrament is, Praise to You, Lord, the Almighty. Hymn 444 in the Lutheran worship.
The Almighty, the King of creation. My soul praise Him, for He is my help and salvation.
I'll get you. Okay. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you.
What the Almighty can do.
And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now until life everlasting. Depart in His joy and in His peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. May God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and keep you now and forever. Amen. May God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and keep you now and forever. Amen. God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you and keep you now and forever. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now until life everlasting. Depart in His joy and in His peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ for you. May God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and keep you now and forever. Amen. The body of Christ given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now until life everlasting. Depart in His joy and in His peace. Amen. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and keep you now and forever. Amen. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. May God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you and keep you now and forever. Amen. Jamie, this is the body of Christ for you. Cliff, the body of Christ for you. And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now until life everlasting. Depart in His joy and in His peace. Amen. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now until life everlasting. Depart in His joy and in His peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now unto life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. Amen. Get me through Bible study at 11. Please stand for the post-communion prayer. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you His peace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Sick, if death is near,
This truth your troubled heart can cheer. Christ Jesus saves your soul from death. That is the firmest ground. Worship with you. I packed a lot of stuff in today, but this is good. I don't think it gets any better than this. Welcome to all of all these folks that are joining us. How blessed we are. Thanks be to God for each of you. And again, welcome to guests and visitors who are here with us this morning. If you came into new membership this morning, please don't leave. I'd like to get a picture of everybody, so if you could just hang for a few minutes so I can grab a picture. That would be great. I promise it won't take too much longer, okay? On the announcement end of things, very quickly, this is the last Sunday to order the Lent devotional books. So if you want to order a devotional book, please make sure that you get your name up on the bulletin board, on the sign-up sheet, as we'll be placing that order this week. Also, the annual dinner is scheduled to take place at the end of this month. February 23rd at 6 o'clock. Tickets are on sale for that now. This year, we're doing the spaghetti dinner, which is something that I've put together. So we're going to do that this year in connection with the annual dinner. So 6 o'clock on Friday. If you want tickets, those are on sale. Ross is in the back of the church selling those. The suggested donation for those is a minimum of $5 per ticket. And I promise you won't go away hungry. You'll do fine. All right. So again, that's the 23rd. Also, if you're interested, just kind of looking ahead, but it helps me to prepare. If you're interested in joining us this year for the Seder meal, that's going to take place on the Wednesday of Holy Week. I think that's like the 28th or something like that. I don't know. It's in the bulletin. But if you're interested in tickets for that, please see me. I have those as well. Okay? But that's looking ahead. The only other thing is, Ed is with us from St. Luke. He's with the food pantry from St. Luke Lutheran, and he just has a few words he'd like to say. Thanks, Ed.
I'm not going to keep you long. I know. I just wanted to personally thank you for your monthly donations to our food pantry. I can't thank you enough for the food and just recently the very generous monetary donation that you gave to the pantry. We were surprised, but we are extremely thankful for what you have donated to us. Our 85 plus families a month that we serve, without donations from your congregation and, well, our congregation also and a few other congregations, we wouldn't be able to have a food pantry because it would be much too expensive. So I wanted to personally thank you. I'm coming to every service you have this week. And thank you very much for your donations. It is really appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed. All right, everyone, I love you all very much, but I am not going to shake your hand so that I can get that picture.
So have a blessed week, everyone. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.